What the world is missing is the Buddhist community, the teaching, which is the actual training to root out all this habitual tendency, is no more there. To have the real wisdom to transform the individual sentient being is no more there, because it become very theoretical. Understand now? Then you realize what I share and teach you all is not in the book. To realize the two mind also, Mahayana teaching, every time mentioned two mind, Tathagata nature and all, but they never really pinpoint that these two are different mind. And one is the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the thought process, the sankhara, content of consciousness, the emotion. All these, they are not clear. That's why they cannot put it into words. They cannot explain. They cannot share. They use the standard Dhamma words, the Sutta word and all those things. So when you listen, you think, wow, full of Dhamma. But the essence is like what you realize, just those few things. Like just now what I explained, sitting as they are, all those things. And that one is all not in the book, not in the teaching. That's why people cannot awaken if they don't have this. Then they don't know that the wisdom is yonisomanasikara, is a wisdom born of the nature's awakening, understanding. It's not a Dhamma knowledge. It's not something that you must memorize or accumulate and hold on to your thought or memory. Then when you need it, you let it manifest through the memory. No, acting according to memory is not acting at all. But that is all knowledge. That one cannot free because they lack this training part, understanding of the cultivation so that it's applicable to life. Like just now I explained, anger is not you. Fear is not you. How do you realize that? You have to silence your mind, meditate through the third way to see it disappearing, ceasing. Then you realize your true mind. That's why when you let sankhara cease, your true mind returns. Means what? Anger was never there. It was never inherent within your true mind. It is dependent originating. That's why you trace the origination factor, the fourth way. Then retrospectively, through the understanding, root it out. And the understanding comes from inquiry. What did the Buddha taught us? We have to learn to see things as they are. That is the pointer. How to see things as they are? You must have right view, right understanding. Then I realized the world is the world. People are just the way they are. With that, I break free. I no need to every time anger come out like what the book share. Oh, go and repent, chan hui. Go and reflect, go and contemplate. Why should I still have anger? Anger is an evil root. Anger is no good. All this, I mean, if you are sincere, you make that vow, the aspiration over a long time, you can root it out, eliminate it. At first, reduce it. But the real cultivation is different. The wisdom way root it out very fast. It comes through yonisomanasikara. That's why I told you not to analyze, not to like reason. It's because that one is using the thought. So when you understand that, then your cultivation becomes different. Then all this habitual tendency, although they are so, like the book author said, is so deeply ingrained in the heedless sentient being or deluded sentient being, they can still be rooted out through wisdom. So to root it out, you know when they arise means this is habitual tendency. It's not to say you don't have wisdom. You have, but not stable. That's why it comes. So when it comes, you should develop the right view, yonisomanasikara, to prompt you. Anger was never me. Fear was never me. It's dependent origination. So you straight away, with that understanding, free. Then you don't go and complain, I still have anger. Who say you still have anger? Who say you still have fear? That egoic mind is unravel. That one is dependent originating, a phenomenal. conditioned arising entity, not you. That one is the human being. What you have is that nature with the embodiment of wisdom that actually connect itself to this form and mind and enable this form and mind to live life free of delusion. That is what you have to understand. Not all the Dhamma and all the habitual tendency, I realize, a lot of cultivator cannot handle.
Yeah, but 就刚才你的那个 sharing 很像 so simple 的是那个 paragraph 你是这样子的讲过，但是它的里面的那种 understanding 跟那个 cultivation 一定要去下功夫，要下功夫的。你没有听好好啊，
you have to listen to it repeatedly because for you all, you don't have your past to help you. You cannot see all this very clearly the first time or second time. You all need time. You all need constant listening to the true Dhamma. Then you have to actually understand what I say. Then apply it. Apply it. Without that, it's not easy. But I realize the only way to free the mind is wisdom. Yoniso manasikara. Straightening of view, the understanding. And that one is not easy. That one, the missing teaching is not in any book. Nobody can really teach, actually. So you go and check around. You will come to know that all the teaching you hear is like a lot of Dhamma, a lot of beautiful teaching. But the real cultivation to root all this out, to develop the wisdom, understanding, to transform the sentient being, is all not there. Most of the case is not there at all. Some of the master and teacher, they can do it themselves, but they cannot share this way and teach you this way because this one needs very stable understanding. Even Jay Krishnamurti, he's so good. He has understanding, but he came from a different tradition. He doesn't want to use all those scriptural words and all that thing. He wants to use modern words. You know? So his way of answering things is very different. But it's from his understanding, he say all those words. That's why his word like very meaningful to those enlightened beings, those who have awakened. Then you see the beauty in how he actually come out with the understanding. Like yesterday, the previous session I discussed with my daughter, he used the word like thought divine. He never used duality and all those things. He said thought divine. Thought is limited. Thought is egoic. So his words are different. But if you understand, it's come from the real understanding of his true mind, his nature. Otherwise, he cannot explain to you like that. He cannot share like that. But what he lacks is the structure, the framework, the Dhamma framework. If he has the Dhamma framework, he will become like the Sammasambuddha. But he don't have the Dhamma framework, it's very difficult for Buddhists to understand him. That's why you may think his teaching is contradictory to the Buddha. He said, wherever there is effort, there is no meditation. Oh, the Buddhists are very confused. Noble Eightfold Path, right effort. How come Jay Krishnamurti say the real meditation? No effort. Wherever there is effort, there is no meditation. But they cannot distinguish between thought-based and awareness-based. Whereas the Buddha's four right effort is for the thought. That's why the first right effort is to abandon the wrong thought. Then to prevent the wrong thought from arising. So these are all thought. Then the right effort to cultivate the right thought that are still not here. All these are thought. Thought, you use effort. Yes, you have to. You have to have diligence and all those things. But when it comes to meditation, he said awareness, sati, apamada, heedfulness. So all this, the Buddha is very distinct, very clear. When he teach anicchang dukkhang anatta, non-self, then on the other side, when it comes to law of karma, he said we are all born out of karma. Then he recognizes relationship. Then you thought he contradicted himself. No, well, he knows this is for the form and mind. Form and mind is subject to karma. He is not wrong. But the ultimate Dhamma, the ultimate reality or truth is the universal characteristic impermanent, suffering, non-self or empty nature. So you have to develop the wisdom of the unconditioned and the conditioned world Dhamma in order to have the complete understanding to live life. Otherwise, you cannot live life. Otherwise, they are still one-sided.